we have a lot of wildlife here in British Columbia. It's one of the few nice things about fucking living here. Trust me, our provincial government is trying to make it not one of the nice things. Anyhow, sometime last week, a black bear.
Oh, I heard this.
A small black bear wandered down and became visible to some people. Now, these people flipped out, ran to their phone, began screaming into it, "Think of the children! I have children! I've just seen a black bear 14 miles from my home! Get the emergency units out here!"
Uncle Dak?
Yeah.
You're completely fucking the story, buddy.
No, I'm not.
Okay, carry on.
So anyhow, the cops show up. The cops now supposedly have anti-bear kits. They have not been trained with them. Somebody please explain that to me, how you're given a kit, have 3 years since you received the kits, and nobody was bothered to be trained with them. They then went out and shot the bear.
Uh-huh.
A little black bear. You know how many?
Again, over?
You know how many people have been killed in the history of British Columbia by a black bear? None!
None.
Five could guess.
None! Absolutely none!
Close, close.
You know what you have to do to get a black bear to kill you? You have to place your neck in its mouth, cover it in barbecue sauce, and convince it to chew.
They're pretty placid then.
Yes.
I have a human.
Slightly different version of the same story that I'd heard. I don't know if I'm completely way the fuck off here.
Oh, do you read the province and he read the sun?
It doesn't matter. They're both fucking rats.
No, actually, I read
it's just the usual version. There's Uncle Dak's version of things, and then there's the truth-filtered version.
Oh, okay, fine. Fuck you all. I'm just going to shut the fuck up.
As I understand it, what actually happened there was a black bear came down and was in the garbage. Okay,
yes.
It was in garbage. So that's not really 14 miles from my house. And if the black bear was in the garbage and the cops showed up and they shot the bear, and the people freaked out that the cops shot the bear because they were worried it was going to hit the kids and shit like that. What about friendly fire? I'm like, what do you think? The cops are going to line up 30 kids behind the bear? Okay, all you school bus, line up behind the bear.
Scare them over here.
Scare them this way. We will have a hammer and anvil convoy where the children will drive the bear towards the firing guns, and we will have 14 blindfolded officers with fully automatic weapons firing American style over the top of
first.
Their car. You know?
Yeah. What the hell? They think we have the LAPD up here?
I mean,
Ivan Reynolds understands the concept of the iron fist, don't you?
It's just like, okay, assholes, and they're all like, oh, you could have killed the children! What? How does that work? Was there any cops there? I'm sure, okay, they're RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police. They kill bears every day. They get up in the morning, have breakfast, shoot their bear that's trying to take their morning paper, go to work. Okay, these people, they shoot bears all the time.
By the way,
it has to happen.
By the way, if you're wondering what the number of bears that have been shot by the cops this year is,
mm-hmm.
So far it is over 600 bears.
Well, it's not like the bears
killer
are
killer bears.
The reason why this is happening, let's discuss. Well, it's not the cops' fault. Cops come down, bears in the fucking city. What's he going to do? Excuse me, sir. You can't be here, okay?
There is another solution. I mean,
put up no bear signs.
It's not like tranquilizer guns were created yesterday and
no.
I haven't figured them out
yet.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to tranquilize a bear in an
Keep
urban environment?
Shooting the bear with tranquilizers.
Walk up to it and shoot it. We're talking about a black bear. They're little. They run away from you. Shoot it in the ass.
Okay, we need to understand.
Ooh, we need a break so we can eat these drumsticks.
We need to understand. Okay, Sorry. I'm siding with blowing away the fucking bears. I am, myself, I'm a big fan of wildlife. Okay, me and Ronan Sariette, we're going to go to Kenya at one point in time and blow away fucking poachers. That was one of our career plans.
Ronan Sariette is still considering that option strongly. The pay is shitty, but the gratification is fucking great.
Yeah, guys. If you live at the base of a mountain, you gotta expect to have some bears.
Yeah, no, and
people,
true.
It's like people living at the airport.
The reason why bears, when you're getting more and more accounts of bears going into urban areas, there's a simple reason for this. There's less wilderness.
Absolutely, that's my point.
Forced into urban areas. Everybody's freaking out. The truth is, you don't want bears in your backyard. There's a better solution than having to bring in the cops or whatever to shoot at their asses and then ship them off to the Yukon or some damn thing if they're lucky and don't kill the things.
Well,
you have to, there has to be wilderness areas. And it doesn't mean like little tiny postage stamp sized patches out in between logging stands.
Thank you.
Ronan Sariette has a different take on this. Children die every single day. Who cares if one or two get caught in the crossfire? Save the bears, there's less of them.
Well, that's an interesting viewpoint.
I'm still curious to hear why, Sean, you think it's good to shoot the bears.
No, let's not.
We're just thinning out the herd.
Once again, Drax, let's make sure we understand what I'm saying here.
That is why I'm asking you to continue what you're saying, okay. Because you didn't, and
wait,
I don't know
wait.
What you're going to say.
Well, bear in mind, we have a lot of people who have never...
Let's come to a compromise. Why don't we feed the children to the bears?
They won't be roaming in. Tie them to stakes, you know, up there. It's all good.
Yeah, we can all chant, and then the bear gods will be appeased, and they won't send any more of his messengers. So, what we need to do, okay, this is why I'm siding with the cops on this one, because now it is a fucking tragedy that these bears are getting killed. What needs to be done is we need to take steps so the bears do not get down into the city. Girl on the left is 150% correct. Okay, however, I'm saying the cops should kill that fucking bear dead. A bear.
Yeah.
It's a black bear. The only reason why we say it's a black bear and it's not that fucking scary is because it's not a grizzly bear.
Which we have here.
A grizzly bear's heart beats 6 times a minute. You can blow a 4-foot cavity through the middle of a grizzly bear.
Doesn't need blood yet.
And you'll get his attention, okay? It'll turn a .308 or 7.62mm bullet into a banana shell at 150 yards, okay? Now, this is not because it's a grizzly. It is also because it is a bear. Black bears are very friendly bears, but they're bears. Okay?
Well, why can't we just tranquilize them and put them back?
The reason why you don't just tranquilize them because they're in an urban environment.
And?
Tranquilizers do not act fast enough. If a child or there is someone in if they're in an urban environment, that means they're near people.
Okay.
If the bear gets hit and the drug dosage is not high enough, and that bear then goes and attacks someone, the drugs will not act fast enough before the bear can do some real
damage.
Okay,
how about tranquilizer first?
How about
if it doesn't fall over, boom.
How about this?
Then you give him a chance.
Use the correct amount of drug dosage.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah. Oh, what?
There's
so
an idea. Like they don't know. Like they can't figure out how much drugs to pump into this bear to knock it out.
I'll hole through that one.
And
yeah, there is a nice
we're also talking, you said, okay, well, yeah, it's a bear. But yes, it is a bear. But it's not a grizzly. If it was a grizzly and it was about to, you know, tear children in half, all right, kill it. All right, then still I'm on the fence.
Please, somebody call the army.
It is a black bear.
All right.
And they're not, they're scared of you. They'll run away.
Okay, no, let's take the tranquilizer point. All right, yeah, okay, you shoot with what should be the right amount for the prescription to knock the bear cold.
It should be said that Ronan Medic is actually a trained paramedic. Carry on.
Well, guess what? It's a living organism. Guess what? Different organisms require different amounts of dosage due to resistance, what they've been exposed to. Yes, that's right. I've got enough here to knock out a grizzly bear. Well, that little black bear just looked really pissed off, had his little gleam in its eye, and then charged towards a school bus. Congratulations. Now what?
I think the term is under carefully controlled conditions of light, heat, and temperature, the organism will do as it damn well pleases.
Correct.
I'm sorry.
All right. But do you guys have some reason to believe that black bears are going to do this? Do black bears have a history of being shot with tranquilizers and then going on a killing spree?
No.
I believe that this is not true because Jack just told us that no black bears have killed people. So we're not having any trouble shooting them with tranquilizers and having them go on murderous killing sprees.
Because
we're organizing.
The reason why no black bears have killed anybody is because the cops have shot 600 of them.
That's right.
And if they gave those fucking little bastards an inch, man, they'd be up to their elbows and little kids' intestines. You just
right.
Those black bears are motherfuckers. Why do you think there are 600 dead? They're coming in waves! They're charging the city!
That's it. When you're losing the argument, turn to humor.
Yup.
Humor wins the day every time.
So quickly recapping, the score for you counting at home is cops 600, black bears 0.
Zero.
The also topic when you're losing an argument, moving right along.